Okay, so this time you've really given us something different to work with. Looks like excerpts from a YouTube transcript, the 2024 Mooncar 2424 Tag for Charity Part 2, uploaded by Big Jim 11, and it's all about this 24-hour virtual race, but with Mooncars.
Yeah, this deep dive is going to be pretty wild. We're talking sim racing, charity, and oh, probably a ton of chaos.
Yeah, it is interesting right away how this transcript really shows you the mix of like serious sim racing, but with well, let's just call it organized mayhem. Definitely not what you normally see in iRacing.
Totally. And from what I see here, it seems like you're trying to understand the drama and personalities, and maybe even like some of the strategy behind this Mooncar 24 race.
Yeah, you've come to the right place for that. So first, let's set the scene. Imagine a 24-hour virtual endurance race, where instead of those sleek, high-performance cars, everyone is driving a modified cartoonish moon car on the iRacing platform. Okay, yeah, I can already see how this is going to be a disaster, but like in a really fun way. But wait, there's another twist too. This is a charity event, so it's competitive racing with the pressure of raising money for a good cause. I wonder, does that actually change how people race?
It definitely brings in another layer of, complexity to how everyone thinks about the competition. And this transcript really shows that through what the driver is actually saying, we see everything in there from pure joy and camaraderie to like serious frustration. And even some pretty interesting expressions of rage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like at one point, the driver just yells, "You stupid piece of shit. Jesus Christ, you're racing like Huffman." I guess some habits never die, even with donations involved. But really, is that level of aggression like normal in sim racing, or is this moon car race just a whole different thing?
Well, every racing community is different, but sim racing, especially at the competitive level, can get pretty intense for sure. I mean, these drivers are practicing for hours and hours. They're honing their skills and putting a lot of themselves into how they perform. But this moon car race, yeah, it does seem to have a certain certain flavor, you know?
And part of that flavor seems to be this rivalry with a driver named Colin Bowen. He's mentioned over and over in the transcript.
Yeah, Colin Bowen. Seems like a major source of frustration for this driver. We see several times where he's accused of wrecking the speaker's team. And sometimes it seems like he did it on purpose. At one point, they even say, "You could wreck that motherfucker," and they're obviously talking about Bowen. These rivalries online can get surprisingly personal.
Yeah, it is really interesting how these online interactions can be so similar to what happens in real life. Do you think maybe the anonymity of the internet encourages this kind of behavior?
It's a good question. And being anonymous online definitely makes people less inhibited. But it's also important to remember that these drivers are part of a community. They probably talk to each other all the time, even outside of the race. So yeah, the virtual environment probably plays a part, but it seems like these rivalries come from something deeper, like some real interpersonal stuff within this sim racing community.
Makes sense. Just like any other sport, you have your teammates, your rivals, and these really intense moments that can bring out the best and the worst in people. But it's not just about the drama between drivers. This transcript also gives us hints about the more technical side of sim racing and the strategies they use. It mentions spotters and how important they are. For people who don't know, can you explain what a spotter does and how it all works?
Absolutely. So in sim racing, a spotter is like another set of eyes for the driver. They see the race from a different angle, usually a live feed, and they talk to the driver through a headset, giving them key information.
So like a virtual co-pilot.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in a crazy race like this Mooncar 24, where there are crashes and unexpected moves happening all the time, a good spotter is super important. They can warn the driver about cars they can't see, help them choose the best path, and even predict what's going to happen next.
Man, that sounds really demanding. What makes a good spotter in sim racing? Like, what qualities or skills do you need?
For sure, there are some key things. First, a good spotter needs to be able to understand what's going on really quickly and correctly. They have to communicate clearly and simply, and they have to be able to predict what other drivers are going to do. It's a high-pressure role that combines observation, strategy, and communication all in one.
Wow. So it's not just about driving fast. You need teamwork and a good plan too. But even with the best strategy, things can go wrong, especially with all the technical issues that can happen in sim racing. This driver mentioned something called lag and how it messed them up. Can you explain what lag is and why it's such a big problem in sim racing?
Of course. Lag is basically a delay between the driver's computer and the game server. It can be caused by a bunch of things like your internet speed, how busy the server is, or even how far away you are from the server physically.
So what the driver sees on their screen might not be what's actually happening in the game at that exact moment.
Exactly. Even a tiny delay can be a huge problem in a race, especially at high speed. It makes it tough to brake at the right time, react to other cars, and even just stay in control of your car.
Yikes. Like trying to drive with the delayed steering wheel. I can imagine how frustrating that would be in a chaotic race like this one.
Absolutely. And you can really see in the transcript how much lag can mess things up. At one point, the driver even blames a crash on lag and yells, "It fucking glitched. Give us 7 laps back." Imagine losing that much progress because of a technical problem.
7 laps. That's got to be infuriating. It really shows how much these drivers need a stable connection to do their best.
Right. And it also shows another really important part of sim racing, the technical side. These drivers aren't just good at driving. They also have to understand their equipment and fix technical problems. It's almost like they have to be their own IT guys.
You know, even with all the chaos and trash talking, the driver also mentions that their wheel got damaged and they had to keep driving with it for a whole stint. You said earlier that sim racing is physically demanding. What are they actually doing physically that could cause that kind of strain?
That's a really good question. And it all comes down to how immersive sim racing is. These drivers use force feedback steering wheels and pedals that give them realistic resistance and feedback. So even though they aren't in a real car, their bodies are still really involved in driving.
So it's not like they're just sitting there passively.
Nope, not at all. They're wrestling with the wheel, pushing the pedals, and constantly adjusting their driving line. Over time, that can make you tired and sore, and sometimes even cause injuries, especially in a 24-hour race.
I'm starting to see sim racing in a whole new way now. It's way more than just clicking a mouse and pressing keys. It takes a lot of physical and mental strength, which I never realized before.
It really shows you just how realistic and complex modern racing simulations are these days.
Okay, so we've talked about the basic setup, the drivers, and some of the technical and strategic stuff involved in this Moon Car 24 race. Now I want to hear more about the actual racing. What were some of the most memorable moments or strategies that you saw in the transcript?
Well, one thing that jumped out at me was how often people were intentionally wrecking each other. It's not just about racing. It seems like some drivers are using their cars as weapons.
Yeah, we talked about the rivalry with Colin Bowen, but were there any other examples of that kind of aggressive driving?
Oh, yeah, totally. At one point, the driver even says to their teammate, "If you want to wreck them, go for it." Seems like the line between hard racing and just wiping someone out can get pretty blurry in the heat of the moment.
Yikes. And then later on, after they get wrecked themselves, they say, "We're going to fucking destroy him." Sounds like this Moon Car race is as much about revenge as it is about actually racing.
Yeah, it definitely adds to the drama and makes things less predictable. It also raises an interesting question. When crashing is basically built into the cars like it is in this race, can you even say what clean racing is?
That's a good point. Where do you draw the line between aggressive driving and just taking someone out on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And does the fact that it's for charity change how people think about that line? It's like a whole philosophical debate on wheels.
Definitely. But hey, it's not all aggression and revenge. The transcript also shows us a more human side to the race, too.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, at one point, the driver is totally exhausted and frustrated and says, "My blood is boiling. This stupid fucking son of a bitch has wrecked us more than once." But then in that same part, they also say, "I need to stop climbing the fucking curb, dude." It's just a Moon Car race, but it's the entire field involved.
Interesting. So even though they're getting caught up in all the intensity, they're still trying to remind themselves that it's just a game.
Exactly. And it really shows how emotional these drivers get, especially in a race that lasts 24 hours. You have the adrenaline, the frustration, the self-doubt, and then suddenly this rush of excitement when you pass someone or avoid a big crash. It's a roller coaster.
You mentioned that the entire field was involved. Can you describe what this Moon Car race actually looks like? We know it's chaotic, but what are the visuals like?
Okay, imagine this. You've got all these bright cartoonish moon cars bouncing off each other, flipping through the air and just flying around the track. The driver's own words paint a pretty clear picture. They talk about how hard it is to drive a damaged car, how everyone's using headlights at night, and even what it feels like to flip over completely. It's something you'd never see in a real race.
So it's like a cartoon come to life, but with a lot more swearing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that crazy mix of silly and serious that makes this Moon Car 24 so interesting.
You know, when you mentioned the driver being exhausted, it made me think about those late night gaming sessions I have. You get to a point where you're just so tired, and even the easiest things feel impossible. I can't imagine trying to race competitively when you're like that, especially for hours and hours.
It really shows you how dedicated and mentally tough these sim racers are. And that brings us to another important aspect of this race, the human element. It's not just about controlling some virtual car. It's about pushing your own personal limits.
I think we should definitely explore that more. What does this race tell us about the psychological and physical demands of sim racing? Let's get into that after a quick break.
You know, it's funny how this Moon Car 24 race, it's so chaotic, but it actually shows you a lot about the human side of sim racing. This driver, they aren't just competing against other racers. They're dealing with exhaustion and frustration. Mm. And even, like, doubting themselves.
So true. Makes me wonder, how do these sim racers prepare for that? I mean, it's 24 hours of racing. That's got to be brutal. Do they train like athletes or something?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Top sim racers have these crazy training routines that involve physical fitness, mental conditioning, even what they eat. They need endurance to stay sharp for all those hours and the focus to make split-second decisions under pressure. And don't forget reaction time. Those moon cars might look goofy, but in the game, they're moving fast.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. Now I realize sim racing is way more than just a hobby. These drivers are putting in serious work.
It's getting more and more common for top sim racing teams to have their own coaches, nutritionists, even sports psychologists. The competition is fierce, and any little mistake can cost you.
This is making me realize how much I didn't understand about sim racing. I knew it existed, but this deep dive is really showing me how serious and demanding it can be.
It's a world that's changing fast. And this Moon Car 24 race, even though it's crazy, it gives you a peek into how things are evolving. It pushes the limits of what's possible in sim racing, both with technology and what humans can do.
And speaking of technology, let's talk about the problems that come up. We already talked about lag, but what other technical stuff do these drivers have to deal with?
Oh, there's always something in sim racing. It can make or break your race. Besides lag, you have to think about things like your hardware failing, software glitches.
Yeah.
Even just your internet connection going out.
Wow, yeah. It's crazy how those real-world problems affect you in the virtual world. Like, you could have the best car and be the best driver, but if your internet dies, that's it. You're done.
Exactly. It's like this unpredictable element that gets thrown in. And in a race like this one, where everyone is already exhausted and there's all this rivalry going on, yeah, those technical problems can really make people lose it.
Oh, I bet. Remember when the driver in this transcript said the game glitched and they lost 7 laps? Can you imagine the rage?
Oh, man. I feel for them. But that's just how it is in sim racing. You learn to deal with it and hopefully figure out how to overcome it.
So it's not just about driving skills. You gotta be good at troubleshooting and adapting when things go wrong, too.
You got it. Being able to adapt is a super valuable skill. And not just in sim racing, in real life, too. But speaking of adapting, you mentioned earlier that this race goes from day to night. I imagine that must make things even harder for the drivers, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can barely see my phone screen at night, let alone try to race on a virtual track at high speed with moon cars flying around.
It definitely adds a whole other level of difficulty. When it's dark, it's harder to see how far away things are and to react to other cars. And the driver in this transcript even mentions that they have to rely more on instinct and feel when they're driving at night.
That sounds pretty scary, especially in a race where everyone's practically bumping into each other on purpose.
You really have to trust yourself and your spotter. They become even more important when it's dark out there.
Makes you wonder, how do they stay focused for so long? We've talked about exhaustion and frustration, but what about just mentally staying alert and competitive for 24 hours straight? Is there a point where they just can't do it anymore?
Oh, yeah. Mental fatigue is a real thing in endurance racing, both in the real world and virtually. Drivers have to find ways to keep their energy up, stay hydrated, and stay focused, even when their bodies and minds are telling them to take a break.
I remember the driver said, "This compound guy likes wrecking people." I can only imagine how stressful it would be to constantly worry about being taken out, especially when you're already sleep deprived.
It's this constant fight against fatigue and frustration. But it also shows how mentally tough these drivers are. They're pushing themselves to their absolute limits, both physically and mentally.
You know, it makes me think about how we don't always take gaming and esports seriously. It's easy to think of it as just a game, but when you see the skills and dedication involved, you realize it's actually a really big deal.
Totally agree. And this Moon Car 24 race, even with all the chaos and craziness, it really shows you that. It's a celebration of gaming culture for sure, but it also shows you human skill and determination. And the ability to keep going, even when things are tough.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, the physical and mental challenges, technical problems, and the crazy ups and downs of this Moon Car 24 race. But I'm curious, what about the charity part? Does the transcript tell us anything about how that affects the drivers or why they're doing this?
That's a good question. And honestly, the transcript doesn't really say much about the charity itself. You see the drivers focused on the competition, the rivalries, the technical stuff, but not a lot about the charity directly.
Yeah, it makes you think, is it always in the back of their minds, or do they just block it out and focus on the race?
It would be interesting to know how they balance wanting to win with knowing that it's all for a good cause.
Maybe that's something we can look at more in the next part of our deep dive. We've only just started to uncover what's in this transcript.
You're right. There's still so much to talk about. But before we move on, I want to go back to something you said earlier about how spectacular this moon car race is. I can't help but picture all these colorful cartoon cars bouncing off each other like bumper cars. It's definitely a sight to see. And the way the driver describes it makes it even more vivid. They talk about cars flipping through the air, sparks flying from the crashes, and how hard it is to drive on a track covered in debris.
Wait, you said sparks. Are there like actual sparks in the virtual world?
Oh, yeah. These days, racing simulations are super detailed. They have realistic physics, changing weather, and even visual effects like sparks and smoke to make it feel more real.
So it's like you're in an action movie, but you're the one driving.
That's a great way to put it. But even more than the cool visuals, what I find really interesting is how this moon car race kind of mixes up the virtual world with reality.
What do you mean by that?
Well, on the surface, it's a video game, right? Just pixels on a screen. But the emotions, the rivalries, how dedicated the drivers are, that's all real. And in some ways, the virtual world lets them experience those things even more intensely.
So it's like the virtual world is a place where real human experiences can happen.
Exactly. And that's what makes this transcript so interesting. It's not just about a video game. It's about human nature and competition and trying to be the best. And all of that is happening in this weird and kind of funny virtual world.
Love how you said that. It's really making me rethink how powerful gaming and virtual experiences can be. But speaking of power, who are the big names in this Moon Car 24 race? We've heard a lot about Colin Bowen, but are there other drivers or teams we should know about?
Yeah, the transcript mentions a few others. There's this team called the Camel Rats, and from what the driver says, it sounds like they have a reputation for being aggressive and causing trouble on the track.
The Camel Rats sound like a gang of virtual pirates.
That's a perfect name. There's also this driver called Sandcastle, who the transcript says is super slow and always gets in the way.
So it's not just Colin Bowen they have to worry about. Sounds like there are a bunch of interesting characters out there, each with their own weird driving styles.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of what makes this race so unpredictable and fun to watch. You never know who's going to make a crazy move, who's going to cause a massive pileup, or who's going to somehow win it all despite the chaos.
It's like a reality show, but with moon cars. Speaking of entertainment, what about the trash talk? We've already heard some good stuff from the driver, but is there more?
Oh, tons more. The transcript is full of colorful language and jokes between the driver and their spotter. You can tell they're really close and have a good sense of humor, even when things are super intense.
Give me an example. What kind of things are they saying?
Well, at one point, the driver calls another racer a driving disaster and says they should be in a demolition derby instead. And then another time, they describe a really crazy part of the track as a moon car mosh pit.
I'm loving all these moon car terms. It's like they've invented their own language to describe all the craziness. But it can't be all trash talk and insults, right? There must be times when they're actually nice to each other.
You're right. Even with all the chaos and competition, you can see that the drivers have respect for each other, and there are moments of good sportsmanship.
Like what?
Well, there's this one part where the driver sees another racer avoid a big crash, and they say, "Nice save. That could have been ugly." It's a small thing, but it shows that even when they're competing, they can still appreciate good driving and respect their opponents.
It's good to remember that in the end, it's just a game. And they all share this love for sim racing, even when they're battling it out on the virtual track.
Definitely. But even when they're friendly, that competitive spirit is always there.
Well, speaking of competition, how's our driver doing in all this? I know they've had some bad luck with crashes and technical stuff, but are they still in the running?
From what I can tell from this part of the transcript, it's been a real roller coaster for them. They made some amazing moves, climbed up the leaderboard, and then got knocked back down because of bad luck. But they haven't quit. They're still fighting hard and showing how resilient they are, even when things are going wrong.
I love that. That never give up attitude is what makes a story so exciting. You can't help but root for the underdog, especially when they're up against impossible odds.
Totally agree. And it makes the ending so much more exciting. Unfortunately, this excerpt doesn't show us how it all ends. But the driver's last words are, We're giving it everything we've got. It's all or nothing now.
Wow, I'm getting chills. It's moments like this that make me love these deep dives. It's like we're right there in the virtual car with them, feeling the adrenaline and pressure and hope and uncertainty of those last few minutes.
It really shows you how immersive sim racing can be.
Yeah.
And how good the driver is at telling their story.
Okay, so as we head into the final part of our deep dive into this Mooncar 24 race, what are the main things we should take away from all this? I mean, besides just being entertained, what have we learned about sim racing, about competition, and maybe even about ourselves?
Well, I think this deep dive has shown us that sim racing is not just a game. It's a difficult and complex sport that takes skill, strategy, teamwork, and a lot of mental and physical strength. It's a place where the virtual world and the real world come together in these really interesting ways, where rivalries are serious and where people are just as driven to be the best as they are in any other sport.
Totally. It's changed how I think about gaming and esports. And now I have so much respect for the dedication and passion of the people who compete at this level.
And even beyond sim racing, I think this deep dive has reminded us how resilient humans can be and how important it is to find meaning and purpose in what we do, whether it's racing virtual cars or doing something else in the real world.
I love that. So for our listeners, I hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the world of sim racing, the people who do it, and all the things that make it so exciting to watch.
And maybe it's even made you curious to try it out for yourself, push your own limits, and discover how thrilling it can be to compete in the digital world.
Well said. Until next time, keep those virtual engines running, and remember, even when it's crazy, there's always room for skill, strategy, and a little bit of fun.
Okay, so we're back and ready for the final part of this Mooncar 24 race. It's been pretty crazy so far. Crashes, trash talk, all those technical issues. And of course, the camel rats. They sound like something straight out of a Mad Max movie. But before we get to the finish line, there's one thing I'm really curious about. You said before that the charity aspect isn't really talked about in the transcript. But do you see anything in how the driver acts or the overall tone that makes you think it might be affecting how they're racing?
You know, that's a good point. And it's worth thinking about. Yeah, they don't talk about the charity directly, but there were these moments where it seems like the driver's holding back a little bit, especially when things get really heated. It's subtle, but it's almost like they remember that this is all for a good cause and it makes them less aggressive. I see what you mean. Like they're trying to find a balance between being competitive and knowing that it's not just about winning. Maybe that's part of why people like these charity events so much. It adds another layer to the competition. It's not just about you. It's about something bigger.
Exactly. It makes you think about the competition in a different way. It's not just about being the best. It's about doing something good for others. And I think that's something a lot of people can relate to, not just gamers, but everyone.
For sure. It makes the whole thing feel more human. Speaking of human moments, there's this part in the transcript where the driver talks about getting frustrated, messing up, and even wondering if they can handle the pressure. Like we get to see behind the scenes and realize that even these awesome sim racers have moments where they doubt themselves.
Yeah, it reminds us that they're just like us. Even the people who seem like they're super good at what they do still have moments where they're not sure themselves. And I think that's what makes this transcript so interesting. It's not just showing you all the great stuff. It's showing you the real ups and downs of competing.
It's that realness that makes you connect with it more, right? It makes the whole experience feel more authentic and relatable.
Definitely. It shows you how powerful storytelling can be, even when it's about something like sim racing. A good story can make you feel something no matter what it's about.
So true. Okay, let's talk about the story here. It's the final hours of the race. The tension is building, and our driver has been through a lot. Wrecks, rivalries, technical problems, you name it. As we get close to the end, how does it feel? Do they have a chance to win, or are they just trying to make it to the finish line?
Well, based on this part of the transcript, it's really close. The driver has had so many problems, but they keep bouncing back. It's incredible. They're making smart decisions, working with their spotter, and handling the chaos with skill and pure determination.
Like they found some hidden energy and focus, right? That I'm not giving up attitude. That's so awesome to see.
Absolutely. And it makes the ending even more exciting.
Yeah.
We don't actually get to see how it ends in this excerpt. The driver's last words are, "We're giving it everything we've got. It's all or nothing now."
Goosebumps. This is why I love these deep dives so much. It's like we're right there in the virtual car feeling everything they're feeling, the adrenaline, the pressure, the hope, and all the uncertainty.
It really shows you how powerful sim racing can be and how good the driver is at telling their story.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this Mooncar 24 race, What are the big things we should take away from all this? Besides just having fun, what have we learned about sim racing, about competition, and even about ourselves?
Well, I think this deep dive has shown us that sim racing is way more than just a game. It's a serious sport with a lot of demands. You need skill, strategy, teamwork, mental toughness, physical endurance, the whole package. It's this world where the virtual and the real mix together in these really cool ways.
Yeah.
Where rivalries can get intense and people are just as driven to win as in any real sport.
Totally agree. It's changed my mind about gaming and esports, and now I have a ton of respect for how dedicated and passionate these competitors are.
And beyond sim racing, I think this has reminded us that humans can be incredibly resilient and that it's important to find meaning and purpose in what we do, whether it's on a virtual track or in real life.
I love that. And for our listeners, I hope this deep dive has given you a new understanding of the world of sim racing. The people, the emotions, the tech, challenges, the strategies. It's also fascinating.
And maybe it's even made you a little curious. Maybe you'll want to try it out, see how far you can push yourself, and discover the thrill of competition in the digital world.
Great point. Until next time, keep on racing. And remember, even when things get crazy, there's always room for skill, strategy, and of course, a little bit of fun.